recently I've been making a lot of very meme-like poems for my other social media, like Instagram. Not the talking videos, the really short and sweet stuff. And part of me is a bit disappointed because I kind of know it's... I love memes. Personally, I love memes, and I love when a line's written really beautifully, but when it's just written for the sole purpose of standing alone, I kind of feel like, as I've said before, it has all the nutrient of chewing gum. And I feel like when a whole bunch of true things are said in a row, that's when something beautiful can kind of happen. It almost casts a spell. Yeah, writing memes, which is what I kind of used to do for longer poems. Each line I wanted to make really good. Yeah, at the moment I've turned into... I'm deliberately chasing comedy or laughs. And I can feel that I'm becoming weaker for it. I'm not naturally funny. When I try to be funny, I'm not funny. But when I'm not trying to be funny, that's when I'm actually funny. And I noticed that with my mum. She was fucking hilarious, but she didn't know it. I probably realize I'm being funny, but a beat later, I go, that's actually funny. And so I've got to remember to borrow those little moments that I can actually use rather than deliberately be funny, and I'm lost. And I'm writing all these deliberately funny things. It's the same thing with poetry. As soon as you try to sit down and say, I'm going to write a poem, it sounds like a poem, but it's actually, there's something lost, and the reader can sniff it. The reader can sniff that it's a false move. And same with comedy, same with meme writing. And I've sort of fallen into meme writing recently. It works really well for social media, and that's good because it helps me pay my bills. Then I'm not really being an artist, or I'm not really being creative. But I do love, like I said before, I love individual lines that make up a whole poem, and that's the real good shit. And so while I was on this, I thought I'd talk about memes and different ways of writing them. The ones have gone a little bit viral for me are basically taken an existing common phrase and then giving it a twist. It's a formula. All of a sudden, it's a formula. There's a formula. So there's one thing I took that was, you are made of stardust, which is a common phrase. So I wrote, you are made of stardust and poo particles. Don't get ahead of yourself. So I just took something that existed and then topped it. And there's another one I wrote, which was, sure, strive to be better than who you are yesterday, but remember to massively fuck up from time to time to reset the difficulty level. So there's that other common phrase. Yeah, strive to be better than who you were yesterday. At the time when I wrote those two, I wasn't chasing particular existing phrases and then giving them a twist. They happened. The recent ones that I've been writing, as soon as I'm going, oh, what's a common phrase that I can do a little twist on? Then it's not working. It's none of it's funny. Everything I've written is unfunny, and it shows. Like I'll post a lot of my new stuff, the meme like stuff, and people don't share that as much as the stuff that I wrote with it when I wasn't trying to deliberately take something that exists and then give it a twist. Those two examples that I gave, they just came out from the, I don't know, sideways. But yeah, as soon as I've tried to twist something, they just haven't worked. There's something in it that's just like, it sounds like a joke and it's not actually funny. it's so weird. But yeah, that's the thing. So I want to go back to writing one good line after the other, and one line that leads to the next line. When one line is individual and it stands alone, you can't really cobble together a long poem just out of individual lines. I love when one line leads to the next line, leads to the next good line, and there's a pathway it creates, and there's a little adventure to be had. And that's when those lines happen, when one unloads itself out of an existing one, that's the good stuff. That I feel like that's the when the real stuff is starting to happen. And there's a lot of meme kind of pages that I can see they're doing formulas. I can see they're... And there's a lot to learn from them. Like there's that meme page, Disappointing Affirmations. And the dude is very clever and very talented. And he takes those existing kinds of ideas and then just does a little twist on it. To begin with, I loved his page, and now you can feel the formula cranking away with each new thing he posts. But he's got 2.5 million followers from it. And so that's the thing about memes. They attract a lot of attention. They're easy to follow because it starts off in a place that everyone's familiar with and quickly goes sideways. And so, yeah, those sorts of pages, they're great to learn from, and they're interesting, and there's a lot of imitation. You can feel how there's a lot of imitation. Like I've even tried, like I said before, I've even tried my hand at deliberately trying to write memes the last week or two. And it won't stop me from not doing it, noticing that there's a formula to it, but there is also some part of it that the audience can smell, and they know you're bullshitting them slightly. There's that little thing that I'm wrestling with as well. But it's also just fun to do. I remember when I didn't know how to write a poem, I got my first couple of poems into Best Australian Poetry Anthologies 2012 and then 13. And then all of a sudden I thought, I've got a formula, I know how to write a poem. And that's when my poetry was rejected by subsequent anthologies that I submitted to for the next 3 or 4 years. I was like, okay, now I think I know what I'm doing. I actually don't know what I'm doing. And that's the same with comedy. It's the same with writing anything. As soon as I turn something into a slight formula, I'm not drawing from real life, my own stupid experiences, my own stupid little feeling of how I felt about something during the day, that's where the real stuff comes from. Those when I'm out and about in the day and something stupid happens to me, or I have a stupid feeling, it's from those stupid feelings that real shit comes from, not taking an existing idea and putting a bullshit twist on it. It's the stupid feelings that I experience through the day that have always ended up, percentage-wise, ended up resonating the most with people. It's like I've got to be alert to those stupid feelings. And I've had a few stupid feelings today already on the way to the country. You can see I'm in Maui heading out into the mountains. Haven't been away for a while. But yeah, that's my thoughts on formula and non-formula and all that sort of shit. And even my feelings that I have during the day, even the feelings that I have and my reactions that I have to certain things, sometimes they're even an algorithm. Sometimes I think, shit, I'm part algorithm. I've reacted to this same thing in the same way over and over again. Maybe I should challenge myself by reacting to things differently, and things could get even weirder or more interesting. I don't know. But anyway, this might be a short one. If you want to leave a review on Spotify or Apple or wherever you're listening to this, or a comment on YouTube, I'd love that.